From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There is grisly news out of Iraq today. The country's new president says more than 50 bodies have been hauled out of the Tigris River. Jalal Talabani says they've been identified as the remains of hostages taken earlier this month. Elsewhere, a provincial governor says a pile of bodies was discovered in a soccer stadium, and there have been 6 car bombings in Baghdad over the last 24 hours. From Baghdad, NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
It was a warm spring day in the Iraqi capital, but one that had barely begun before the boom of yet another car bomb resounded across this battered city. That was soon followed by the sound of 2 more cars exploding, this time in Baghdad's south. In all, by noon, at least 4 more names have been added to Baghdad's death toll, which over the last 2 days is estimated at well over a dozen. News of these attacks was still breaking as Fuzail al-Egdahoud, the governor of the province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, revealed details of another.
The information I have is that members of the National Guards in Haditha have been killed. An unknown gang killed more than 15 of them.
He said the National Guardsmen were abducted, taken to Haditha's soccer stadium, and shot dead. Residents told reporters the men were seized as they were heading home for a national holiday tomorrow. The National Guard has persistently been targeted by insurgents, and many recruits have been killed. The Anbar governor blamed foreign elements and criminal gangs.
The gangs in Anbar hold the power. They have the ability to kidnap anyone, kill him, and dump him in the street. The official authorities have no power in Anbar.
Back in Baghdad, news of more deaths. For nearly a week, there have been conflicting reports that Sunni militants had taken many Shiite hostages just south of the capital. These claims, principally made by Shiite leaders, were dismissed by Iraq's Interior Ministry and by others, including some residents, as baseless. When troops went in, no hostages were found. The whole affair caused confusion and sectarian tensions. But today, Iraq's president, Jalal Talabani, weighed in with fresh allegations.
It is not true that to say there was no hostages. There was, there were, and they were killed, and they threw the body to the Tigris, and more than 50 bodies have been brought out from the Tigris, and we have the full name of those who were killed and those criminals who committed these crimes. And Mr. Prime Minister, Dr. Alawi, is going to deal with it.
This mayhem is taking place in what many Iraqis see as a political vacuum. More than 11 weeks have elapsed since the elections, yet Iraq's new politicians are still wrangling over the allocation of cabinet posts. The delays causing frustration on the streets. Majid Hamid, a 42-year-old businessman.
We have been talking for 2 years. We have not made one step towards any solutions. There is no electricity, no water, no transportation. Roads are jammed. There's no decent sewage system.
Bassam Georgis, a Baghdad housewife, is finding the delay hard to tolerate.
I feel very frustrated every day because of the psychological pressure. We're getting nothing. We need an independent country. We need to rest.
Today, there were signs of a possible political agreement in the near future. Talabani held meetings with political leaders, including the Prime Minister-elect, Ibrahim al-Jafri, whose job it is to put forward a cabinet for parliamentary approval. Afterwards, Talabani sounded optimistic.
We will continue soon, God willing, so that we can announce the formation of the government as soon as possible. We hope it would be tomorrow afternoon, God willing.
But Iraqis are used to disappointments, so few here would be surprised to see the political maneuvering drag on. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.